Hello, Carolyn.
Yes.
Hey, Carolyn, my name is Harold. This call is in regards to your hair relaxer lawsuit on a recorded line. How's your day going so far?
Fine.
Have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No.
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer products?
Well, that's the only thing I use was the hair product when I caught cancer. I
Were
would
you?
have never thought it was that, but yeah.
You were diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah, like, and then what, this is my 10-year clean.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, what type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Uterus.
Uterus.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right.
And then can I ask you, how many times did you use it in a year?
How many times did I do what?
And I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line. I don't know if I said that in the beginning.
Okay.
How many times did you use in a year? Did you use it for a year or
Use what?
the hair relaxing products?
I use it like, what, two, three times a year?
Two or
Because I
three.
was doing it like every 6 months or,
Okay. And so, about 2 to 3 times a year,
Yep.
just about. Do you think it could have been more than that, or do you think it was probably around that?
Doing it, mine is like it's like every 3, 4 months, when I feel like it was coming out, so I did it.
Okay. Maybe 3, 4 months. So it wasn't 4 times a year, you don't think? It was probably 2 or 3.
It might have been more than 4 times a year, 'cause I was doing it what like every, I want to say like every 4 or 5 months. 4 months or whatever, 4 or 8. Yeah. Yeah, I was doing it, like I said, I was doing it on a regular basis, because when my hair got nappy, I do it again. But I haven't had a perm in I don't know how long.
And would you only use it 1 time a month?
I will only use it. I put the
Mm-hmm.
perm in, like say if I put it in this month, it'll be like 2, 3 months before I have to put another one in.
Gotcha. Okay. So you, and when were you diagnosed with the uterine cancer?
2013.
2013.
Yeah.
And what state are you in?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay. Alrighty. And so let me so you think you did use it at least, 4 times in a year? Is
Yeah.
that's something that's safe to say?
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents for hair relaxer product?
Yes, I don't think I have.
And have you used the hair relaxer product within the last 20 years?
Well, it's been 10 years. Well, yeah, I could say in the last 20 years, because it's been 10 years. It's been 11 years that I've, this will be my 11th year
Gotcha.
of cleaning the cat, not getting it back.
Okay. And so the first time you used it was that, what year was that? 2013, 2014?
I would say 20. I don't know. They just saw the papers in 2013, but I thought it was 2014.
2013, 2014. And you were diagnosed what year?
I was diagnosed, like I said, either 2013 or 2014. I don't know what it was. One of them years. I
Gotcha.
know it'll be 11 years, so it has been 20. It'll be 11 years. So yeah, this make my 11th year this year.
Gotcha. So, 2013, you started to use it, and then that's when you were diagnosed as well.
No, I used it way before 2013. I used it when I was like, whoa, I was 18, 19 when I started putting perms in my hair.
Okay. So you used it way before 2013, but you
I
just.
used it way before because I went to a doctor in 20 something. He couldn't diagnose, and then once he passed, they gave me another doctor. He did a biopsy. That's when he noticed I had uterus cancer. So he got in there and did the surgery right away. Then I had to do the chemo and radiation.
Gotcha. Okay. And then could I ask you what doctor or yeah, what doctor diagnosed you?
No, see, that's
Or
he
what
used
was
to have an office on Highway 100. I don't want to say his name is Dr. Moccasin. That's what I want to say, because I started on 201 North Mayfair Road. I started out there. Well, I started at St. Joseph. Then I started doing my treatments out there.
Gotcha. Okay. And now so that's the Ascension Hospital that you were at?
Yes, I believe.
The one on 201 North Mayfair Road in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin?
Yes.
Okay. One moment here.
Huh?
Give me one moment just to enter in this information. Okay. And now you are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And when is your date of birth?
April 24th, 1960.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No. It was the only cancer I had.
And then do you know of any other family friends who also used a hair relaxer?
No.
And then you only used it in Wisconsin, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said you started when you were young, right?
I started when I was 18 and 19.
18 and 19. What year was that?
I started like 80, 78 or 80.
78 or 80? Okay. And then you said you stopped in 2013.
Yeah, after I went through cancer, I never did it, did it again.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you said you applied it, you were doing it like monthly, right? Or not monthly, but about, you know, every 3 months
or
so.
Yeah, like every 4 months.
Every 3 months or so. Okay, so about 4 times a year you were using it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how many consecutive years have you used the product?
Every year. I was using it everywhere. Like I said, I would use it until I got diagnosed.
Gotcha. So from 80 to 2013, you're using it?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So about 33 years in total?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And then which brand name product did you use?
I didn't have no preference. I can use it all. Like, Creamer Nature. I can use all of it. You know, even.
Gotcha.
I didn't have no problem. Whatever was cheap, that's what I bought.
Okay, but you know for sure you use the cream of nature?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Okay, I didn't hear what you said.
No worries. So were you diagnosed with the cancer after you used the product for 2 or more years?
I was diagnosed with cancer way down the line.
Right, right.
Like I said, they didn't know I had cancer until my doctor died, and they gave me another doctor, and he did a biopsy. So that's how you know I had cancer.
Gotcha. So the doctor who gave you the biopsy, was that the one at the Ascension Hospital?
That's the one that did all the other stuff, the surgery and all that.
Gotcha. And his name was, or her name?
Dr. Marcus, M-A-R-K-E-R-S-O-N, Marcus.
Perfect. And then what type of treatment you said you received a what type of treatment did you say they did they performed on you?
They did the uterine surgery. After they did the surgery, I had to do the chemo and the radiation. I did 25 chemo and 28 radiation.
And then do you have a treatment date? It doesn't have to be the exact date. So, like, whatever date you started chemo or whatever date they did the uterus surgery?
It's been so long, I wouldn't even know.
Okay, it was in 2013, though?
Yeah, 2013.
2013, okay. And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Confirm what?
Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then you spell your name Carolyn.
Yep.
And then last name Barken.
Barken.
Perfect. And now, what is the last four of your social? Oh.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me still?
Okay, yeah.
All right. And then for the last four of your social?
2601.
And now, do you have your email being BarkinCarolyn, so last name, first name, at gmail.com?
64.
64?
At gmail.com, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then your phone number, 414-312-8306.
Yep.
And then what is your current property address?
4417 West Alice Street.
Alice, is that A-L-L-I-S Street?
O-L-I-V-E-R.
Okay. And is that in Milwaukee? And then that is 53216 zip code?
Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then do you have the medical records that show the diagnosis or no?
No, I don't.
Alrighty. And then I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you, Carolyn. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you want to put down as your emergency contact?
My daughter.
Daughter. Okay. And her phone number?
Let me get it. Her number is 262-343-5156.
And her name?
Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A.
T-A-N-G-I-A?
T-A-N-Y-A.
T-A-N, Tanya, perfect.
No, it's T-A-N-Y-A, Tanya.
Perfect. Now, let me send you a text message here. Give me one moment.
You're not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to send a text message to that number. Because that's my house number, but you can send it to 595.
Give me one moment for that. Okay, 515-595-7301. Thank you. And I can send a text message to this number,
yeah.
Cell phone here. Thank you. Okay, so I am going, because we are just about done, I'm going to get these documents all together for you. I do want to verify some information here with you. So you were diagnosed with uterine cancer. You did spray or you did use the hair relaxer at least 4 times a month, and then you were diagnosed in 2013. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
Now you're seen at the Ascension Southwest Wisconsin Mayfair Road or 201 North Mayfair Road in Wisconsin. Now you started using the hair relaxer in 1980, stopped in 2013. Your date of birth is 4/24/1960. Let's see here. You were seen by Dr. Markinson.
Yeah.
Last four of your social, 2601. Your email address, last name, first name, 64@gmail.com.
First name, last name is 64.
Okay, so it's Carolyn Barkin, not Barkin Carolyn?
No, it's Carolyn Barkin, 64@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. And then your property address, 4417 West Olive Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53216. Did that all sound correct? Perfect. All right. Give me one moment. I'm going to try to get these documents all sent out to you. And then are you familiar with DocuSign?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So DocuSign basically is online signing, being able to sign online.
Okay.
Fairly fast there. Give me one moment. I'm just having some technical errors at the moment. So let me see. I'm just going to go on a brief mute, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Hey Carolyn, so I am trying to get this figured out. I'm just having some technical issues, so just bear with me a moment, okay?
Okay, okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, Carolyn, for some reason, the systems are down right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay.
So this is what I'm going to do. I sent you a text message. Did you receive it? Actually, excuse me, I sent it to the wrong phone number. I'm going to send you a text message right now.
You said you sent me a text message?
No, not yet. I sent it to the wrong.
Okay.
One moment here, and then so I'm gonna send you a text message right now, and then tomorrow everything should be fine. I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay.
Let me know if you got that.
Yet.
It should say Harold King. Save me in your phone. You didn't get it? And it's 515-595-7301.
414, the air code.
Say that one more time.
Air code 414-595-7301.
Four one four five nine five seven three zero one.
Yes.
Perfect. Alrighty, so you should have just received it now.
No.
414-595-7301.
Okay, hey, save me in your phone.
Perfect, yep, that's me. So I'm going to call you tomorrow, same number. I just sent you that text message on, and then I will be able to send you those documents out tomorrow, okay?
Okay, well, I got it.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Alrighty, then.
You have a blessed rest of your night, okay?
And you do the same.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, see you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.